This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Megan McCarty-Carino did a story for us a couple of weeks ago. You might remember it, the perils of texting and email punctuation in a multi-generational workplace. Periods and ellipses are apparently a problem area. That was the lighter side of a new reality for the American labor force. More people working longer, well past conventional retirement age. But there is a not-so-light side as well. Here's Megan.
Negative stereotypes about age are so common, we sometimes don't even give them a second thought. But in the ongoing drama of the presidential campaign, the issue of age has been pretty hard to ignore.
It's time to pass the torch.
When you take one look at me, my face is my message.
Are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
We need generational change.
While competition for the top job in the United States is uniquely cutthroat, those attitudes about age are pretty widespread.
It's just kind of the reality of the world that we live in.
67-year-old Thomas Epps found himself back in the job market a few years ago. He had a long career in public relations, heading up communications for major international companies. But he wasn't getting calls back. And when he finally interviewed with a hiring manager,
he, you know, with kind of a chuckle said, have you ever thought maybe it's time to just go smell the roses and enjoy life a little bit? You know, it was a very clear signal that I had aged out, that it was time for me to move on.
Writer Ashton Applewhite hears a lot of stories like that. Several years ago, she started a blog called Yo, Is This Ageist? A nod to a similarly named blog on racism. Readers submit anecdotes, and she weighs in on whether they're ageist. Spoiler alert, they usually are.
I think we are somewhat clueless talking about age, that ageism has gone pretty unexamined in the culture at large until now.
From job postings looking for young blood or digital natives to websites representing innovation with pictures of young people, she says subtle ageism is everywhere in the workplace, despite growing awareness of other forms of discrimination.
Would we talk about casual sexism, casual harassment, casual racism?
A 2018 AARP survey showed two-thirds of workers over 45 had witnessed or experienced ageism in their workplace, like older workers being passed over for promotions, laid off, or not hired. Yet few companies have formal programs to address the problem, says Gerda Govine-Ituarte, a diversity training consultant.
When it comes to ageism, that's sort of the last one on the bus. Even when there's training, a very small portion of the time is provided to deal with that specific topic, because I think it's one that most people don't consider to be very important.
A report from PwC showed while the majority of large companies have diversity and inclusion programs now, only 8% of them include age in their strategies. And that's bad for business, says Lori Trawinski with AARP.
When you have the benefit of different life experiences and perspectives, you often end up with better ideas and better products.
Her research shows age-diverse companies are more profitable and productive, especially when working on complex problem-solving tasks or those that require soft skills like emotional intelligence. She says there's a lot more employers can do to welcome older workers, like starting intergenerational mentorship programs, offering more flexible work arrangements, and improving recruiting.
If you have a landing page on your website that shows photos of only young people, it could be that an older person might not want to apply for the job.
After a year striking out in corporate America, Thomas Epps found luck in a different world where his age and experience were valued, academia.
You know, kind of found a first love when I got involved in the university environment, which is just a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
He's currently teaching reputation management at the University of Mississippi, proudly known by its nickname, Ole Miss. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.